Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amongst the various misconceptions which prevail regarding the Islamic political system is this debate and this continued debate that does Islam support a presidential form of government or does it support a parliamentary form of government? Now, the primary thing which needs to be appreciated in this matter is that the primary guidance which the Quran gives in this regard is that amruhum shura bainahum. The system of government of the Muslims should be based on their consultation, which in other words means that the system of consultation must be imposed at the level of the state if the political system is to function according to the Islamic norms. So therefore, the primary thing in this regard is that the system of government of a Muslim state must be based on consultation. It must be democratic. A government must come into being through democratic means, and it must continue to exist on the basis of these democratic means. And if and only if these democratic means allow that the government should be changed, then only should it be changed. In other words, the primary thing which is written in the Quran is amruhum shura bainahum. The consultation system should be imposed at this level of the state. Now, whether this consultation takes the form of a presidential system or a parliamentary system, this is something which is entirely left to human discretion and human experience, and as to whether which of the two is better. It is not at all correct to say that Islam, for example, supports the presidential form of government simply because in the Islamic system, the Khalifa, or the system of Khilafah, the Khalifa was the person who was the president, and he would rule as the representative of the Muslim people. This is not correct. You see, the fact of the matter is that the parliamentary system itself is something which is based on democratic norms. It is in fact a devolution of power of the president himself that he gives to his prime minister. So therefore, in this regard, the bottom line is whether we adopt a parliamentary system or a presidential system, it is left to our own discretion, to our own experience, and to what we think is okay. As far as Islam is concerned, the primary guidance Islam has given us on this issue is that at all costs, our system should not be a monarchy, it should not be a theocracy, it has to be a democracy which is based on the consultation of the citizens of that country. So whether we adopt a parliamentary system or a presidential system, this is something which is left to us. It is our own discretion which of these two systems we adopt. The bottom line is that the system has to be based on consultation. It cannot be a monarchy, it cannot be a theocracy, it cannot be a dictatorship at any cost. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.